Okay, and we are live. So welcome here to today's podcast, Netcast. So we have a couple of things. We're going to do Steve Bozell. being offended. What's the problem, Steve?
Well, I mean, you know, when you say, what's the problem, Steve? No problem.
Well, we saw you were tweeting about it.
The only thing is,
Steve, slow down. You mentioned that you're a baseball fan.
Yeah, I'm very much a baseball fan. And I came into the office the other day, and I said, hey, everybody, it's spring. That means one thing, baseball. And I don't know if you, and I mentioned it on, I don't watch these shows, Mr. Henry. There's one called Fear of the Dead Man.
I know there's one called Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah, that's the one. Are you talking about Fear of Walking Dead?
Fear of Walking Dead, that's it.
Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fear the Walking Dead. They looked at me like, if you've seen any of the zombies they have on that, they looked like zombies. And I thought for a moment it was psychological because I could see in my mind and in my vision the drained face, and, well, I hate to say it, it sounds insane. My wife thinks that I'm insane, but I don't think so. They looked like they wanted to consume my flesh or something, you know.
All right, Bozell, did you say...
General, I know that you're not sympathetic to my position.
No, I can be very sympathetic. Did you really just say now they looked as if they wanted to eat your flesh?
That was the way it looked.
All right, now, everybody calm down. I got it, General. All right, so everyone calm down. So you realize, Steve, that it's very possible that they, you know, I don't know. Steve, I want to ask a question that's pertinent. Margaret, no, this is very... Have you been in for psychological counseling?
Okay, here we go.
It's a good question.
What, Steve, when you're seeing something...
I'm not hallucinating, do you understand? I'm just talking about...
But you say they looked as if they wanted to eat your flesh.
Yeah,
pretty much, yeah. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, man. So, you know, I saw Dave Chappelle on Conan O'Brien the other day, and I don't know, man. Dave Chappelle was there doing a white guy. He's doing a white guy impression that was really fucking funny. So I'm like, I'm sitting there going, well, okay, so I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know. I'm not Dave Chappelle. I don't have that cat's juice. I don't have that cat's power, position, influence in the business. Dave Chappelle can say, I'm going to do this. And people are going to go, okay. Phil Henry says, I'm going to do this. And, you know, I could get my ass fucking, who knows, canceled. I could get my ass, you know, whatever. So I got to, you know, there's certain kind of tight ropes that I got to walk that a Dave Chappelle doesn't have to walk. But I was thinking I would bring back Professor Emery Clayton. I would bring back Professor Emery Clayton. This Bozell that you have, I think, needs a mental evaluation.
Oh, yeah, right.
No, I really do. When you say you saw people looking, this is Professor Emery Clayton. Why don't we have the Professor Emery Clayton show tonight? And I want to bring on a man by the name of Steve Bozell, because I saw something that he wrote. I'm a baseball fan too, Mr. Bozell, such as yourself. And when I got in touch with you through the Phil Henry show, now I am a professor of urban studies. I'm a professor emeritus of American history. Let's see. I am a professor of sociology. I'm a professor of American studies at Barnard College, as well as L.A. Canyon College. I'm a professor of American studies at Barnard College, I am a professor of social... socioeconomic studies, whatever. I am a professor of Americana socioeconomic studies at Barnard College as well as L.A. Canyon College in the Los Angeles area. Now, this man, Stephen Bozell, testing 1, 2. Boy, that is a slow wave that's moving behind me right there, isn't it? Look at how slow that ass fucking wave. That's a terrible thing to say. All right. The next gentleman I have is Jeff Dowder. You said you saw some people jumping a what?
Yes, that's correct, Professor. They were jumping a Tesla, and it went over a hill in Echo Park.
Now, you say it went over a hill in Echo Park. What do you mean?
I mean that it sailed over the hill and landed on the other side of the hill.
And there was considerable damage to the undercarriage.
Yes, sir. There was damage to the undercarriage.
I don't think that's quite as sexy or interesting. Very good. Whew, man, I'll tell you what. All right, man. Now, let me see. Panthers are not playing until Thursday. They're playing in Montreal. A lot of people say, well, are you an LA King fan? Of course I'm an LA King fan. I love my Kings. But I got hooked on the Panthers by visiting Florida so much with Jackie. I was just naturally watching the sports, and I saw the Panthers, and I saw that they made a run last year in the playoffs. And of course, I was reminded of Uncle Neil and the glory years of 95, 96. And then all of a sudden, the talk in the league was about how hot the Florida Panthers were. I mean, last year they were saying, watch this team next year. So I began to follow them over the course of the summer and some of the moves they were making. And then when the season started, particularly because Tampa Bay was so successful, and I'm just not a Tampa Bay sports fan. Nothing against the city. I just don't like any of their fucking teams. I just don't like them. I'm thinking, what? Tampa? What are they? They're fucking winning Stanley Cups over there. So, I threw my support, not that it was any, you know, my considerable support, behind the Florida Panthers, and it has paid off big time. We've had a blast watching them. Jackie and I have been to a couple of games. We saw them kick the living shit out of Tampa Bay, and we saw them beat Minnesota. When I get back there, and I don't know when I'm going back, I know Jackie's going to come out here for a wedding. My very dear friend Dawn's daughter, Katie, is getting married in April. Jackie's coming out for that. We're going to go up to Santa Ynez, up to wine country for the wedding. It ought to be a hoot and a half. What is this? What? What is that, man? No. This one, bitch.
Yeah, sure. That's the one.
So when I get back to Florida, you know, I don't know if I'll be back in time to see a regular season game, because the playoffs will be starting, but we'll be following them. And I was very disappointed when they came here and lost to the Kings the way they did. We had the game fucking won. The Kings very obviously tripped Jonathan Huberdeau. He retaliated. The referee saw that. Called a penalty on the Panthers. Huberdeau goes into the penalty box. We're down a man. I think it was a 6-on-4 because they had pulled their goalie. So it wasn't a normal 5 skaters on 4 skaters in a power play situation. They'd pulled their goalie. Now they had 6 fucking skaters. So stupid fucking play by Huberdeau. And it was the refereeing was shit, but you can't do anything about that, man. So as a result, with 6 motherfucking skaters out there, forget it. They buried one, tied the motherfucker. Then it went to a shootout. And I don't know who was in net for the Panthers. It might have been Bobrovsky. But Duclair could not. I think the Kings scored on the shootout, and we couldn't. So they won, which was just a bullshit. That's what I didn't like about it. It was just a bullshit game in terms of the penalty. But any other night, I'm pulling for the LA Kings. But not when they're playing the Panthers, not this year. But then we came back against San Jose. Lost a bullshit game to Vegas. There's however many games, 82 games, like the man said, you know, like our boy Ryan Lomberg says, you know, you can't go 82-0. Anyway, this most recent game against, was it San Jose? Against Anaheim was a beautiful thing. Just a beautiful thing. Anaheim's got troubles. All right. If LA can support too high, I mean, LA's a big city. It can support, we got 2 basketball teams, we got 2 hockey teams, 2 baseball teams, 2 football teams. I don't know who follows the fucking Chargers in this town. I don't follow football anymore. But the one goddamn team I would never follow are the LA Chargers. I would follow the fucking San Diego Chargers. And there was a time when I was an LA Ram fan, but those days are long fucking gone. People say, well, then why do you even talk about it? Because I like to fucking stick it in and twist it and break it off. That's why. What do you think of that? I like to just bother fucking Ram fans. You know, well, what are you doing? Well, fuck the fucking Rams, bitch. I sunk more motherfucking money into those motherfuckers before half these fucking Ram fans were even really just a bad idea in their daddy's head, man. Before half of these fucking fans were a sick, twisted, perverted thought in their father's head. Or maybe it was their uncle's. And they just didn't know it. All right. This is Professor Emery Clayton. And welcome, I'm Dr. Clayton. I'm very excited. I am a professor emeritus. I am a professor of American studies at Emory at Barnard College. God damn it, why is my fucking throat? You know why? Because I spent today, I did a voiceover session, and I just fucking trashed my motherfucking throat today. I don't even know if I can do this voice. I spent today doing a voiceover session that was a what we call in the business a throat shredder. Throat shredder. You understand what I mean by that? But what I also want to talk about here, now what did you see? All right. This is Professor Emory Clayton. Wait a minute. Hold the goddamn phone. This is Professor Emory Clayton, and I am very excited to have Professor Emory Clayton here, telling you about the world-famous Phil Hendry Show Backstage Pass. It is a subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. With it, you get 50,000 plus hours of exciting radio, digicasts, videocasts, home movies, television pilots, radio and TV interviews, all kinds of miscellany, and fun things can be had. I've known Phil a great many years. He's a whimsical man. He's an enjoyable man to be around. Fuck, I don't think I can do it. Oh, fuck me. God damn it. Wait a minute, motherfucker. Wait a fucking minute. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is Phil Hendry, and I thought I'd put some music behind today's promo. Today's promotional announcement for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show Backstage Pass. Yes, the Backstage Pass. You'll notice when people make exciting announcements or promotional announcements, they always stretch out that word yes. They say, yes, the Backstage Pass, or whatever it is they're selling. On the show today, of course, I sell the Backstage Pass. At least I try to promote it. At least I try to sell it to you. It's up to you. It's entirely up to you. But with a Backstage Pass, 50,000 plus hours. Yes! I said 50,000 plus hours can be yours with that all-important Backstage Pass. Yes, I said that Backstage Pass. For less than $10 a month, less than $7 a month with the yearly pass, you get exciting backstage information, front stage entertainment, and I just fucked that all up. I would love to do Professor Emory Clayton today, but I can't because my fucking throat. I that throat shredder, man. This is Phil Hendry, and I've got music behind this promotion. Yes, I've got music behind this promotional announcement for the Backstage Pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show that you can acquire at philhendryshow.com. You'll notice in a great many promotional announcements and a great many commercials, you'll hear the guy say, yes. Do it again. Do it again, bitch.